It is time to bring in the man, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, everybody. It looks like we are definitely going to wind up with unsettled weather, but not necessarily stormy weather. We have a low in Virginia coming northeastward.
Did you say stormy?
I said, yes.
Why? Stormy?
I said, not stormy weather.
Oh, so I thought you were talking about stormy. You know who I'm talking about.
No.
The president?
Oh.
Stormy Daniels? Oh. Stormy weather.
Oh, okay. I got you now. So cloudy with showers today. They should arrive around lunchtime. Low 60s. They will end tonight before midnight in the mid 40s. Partly sunny Saturday. It's warm. Low 70s, but late day showers. So if you're flying around town for yard sales and stuff like that, keep that in mind. However, most yard sales are over before the showers come in. Sunday, variably cloudy with showers and cool compared to Saturday. Because Saturday, in the low 70s. Sunday, only 55 to 60. Monday, cloudy with a shower, still possible, and a high of 60. Would not surprise me at all, Marshall, if Sunday night into early Monday, Berkshire's, Catskills, some places.
Don't say
snow
it.
Some snow showers. That would have to be, again, late Sunday night into the wee hours of Monday morning.
And that would be for the northern Catskills and Berkshire.
That is correct. Yeah. Yep. Northern Catskills through the Berkshires and maybe even into portions of Vermont and up into the Adirondacks. A few snow flurries or snow showers would be reported, but nothing of consequence. But it's kind of interesting because that's the last day of April, April 30th, which is ridiculous. And then on Tuesday, you'll go from 60 on Monday. On Tuesday, you'll probably go to 80.
Jeez.
That's how quick there are going to be changes.
So Tuesday, 80.
That's what it looks like.
What about Wednesday?
Wednesday and still in the 70s.
Is it going to be like Thursday too, maybe?
Thursday, we'll probably start getting into the chance of showers and thunderstorms, but still on the warm side.
All right. So we got to just get to Tuesday.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, the weekend's not going to be terrible, but it's certainly not going to be stellar weekend, that's for sure. I know in my neighborhood, there are quite a few garage sales Saturday and Sunday. So I'll take advantage and fly around there and see if I find any props for the movie we're doing this summer.
Props?
Yeah.
What do you need?
We definitely need stuff. We need stuff. I need dancing posters. I need stuff for the apartment. That we have to set up, things like that, you know, all of that stuff. Because I never like to keep using the same thing over and over again. I always like to switch it around. Did you get to see the last 20 minutes, by the way?
No, I was going to bring this up to you. Here's what happened. When I got back home yesterday, the computer was locked, okay? It wasn't the DVD. The computer itself locked up. It's still locked up. I've got, what I have to do is, I guess, maybe unplug it and let it sit. But the whole computer is just frozen. And I don't know why. I have
are
no
you
idea.
Are you using a regular desktop or a laptop?
It's a desktop.
Oh.
Not a laptop. It's a desktop. The whole thing's frozen.
Wow.
And so my work I've been doing at home, instead of doing it on that, I've been doing it on a laptop. But the laptop I have is one of those thin Apple ones.
Right.
And it doesn't have a DVD drive.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, you know, it's like the new cars today. No more CD drives in the new cars.
That's right. You got to transfer everything to those little mini discs or an USB.
Yeah, something.
So, how about, you say with cars, how about this? Ford is going to discontinue all of their sedans, except for the Mustang and one other one, and just all the rest of the vehicles will be sport utility vehicles.
Yeah, I think that's where it's going, don't you, Marshall?
That's a bold move by Ford.
It's a bold move by Ford, right? Because, I mean, Well, they obviously are not selling as many sedans as they are, SUVs.
But you know the whole thing. Well, they're going to keep their Lincoln line, which has sedans and stuff like that. But the whole thing is these SUVs don't. They're not SUVs anymore. They're just regular cars. It's just because they're four wheel drive. They're low to the ground and everything like you know. They're not true SUVs. All these smaller SUVs.
Right.
Like you take a look. You park your Toyota. You have a Toyota, right?
I have a Highlander, yeah.
A Highlander. You park that next to one of the new small sport utility vehicles.
Right.
And take a look at the clearance difference underneath.
Oh, yeah. I know. A lot of the so-called SUVs today look like just oversized station wagons.
Yeah, that's it. That's all they are. And they're low to the ground. They
right.
don't have any ground clearance. So, yeah, you've got four-wheel drive. But if you get into 8 inches of snow, guess what? You've got no ground clearance.
You have a problem, yeah.
Yeah, I mean it's unbelievable. So we'll see what happens, but yeah, we'll.
You know. What I wanted to ask you, by the way, is how do you remember the last part of the movie that you saw?
Yes.
Where you stopped, which was what?
Which was when they were all getting together. You know, towards the end of the movie, where everything unfolds.
Right. Okay. So you didn't get to see. You didn't get to see them, the senator dressed up in drag and going through the club yet.
No, I'm just at the point where it's going to go to that.
No, where you'll get a big kick out of that. Very very funny. Gary Garrison did very good there, and we had to of course get him up in drag, but he did very good in showing how scared he was to get through the club. But it's very funny.
The guy that you have that plays the main women, the main guy who's in drag all the time, he was very good too.
Yeah, that's Rob.
He's very good.
You will laugh in the making of the last scene, and I can tell you this because you're going to be watching it. We show how many cuts it took to get the scene at the dinner party where the butler walks behind him and the wig comes off.
I love when the butler's giving the food.
Oh, yeah, it is hysterical. but you'll see that. That's how the making up closes. I think there's at least 6 takes that we had to do to get that right with the wig getting knocked off. It was very, very funny. But more importantly, we have to go quickly to As the Lake Turns.
Oh, yeah.
Because as the dinner dance, as of course, is back on. They gave us the budget. We're keeping our rates, etc. But yesterday, an email went over through to the officers and to me from the treasurer, who said simply, "Start looking for a new treasurer."
What?
Yep. So she's obviously resigning.
So they're because he's mad at you.
No, she just wanted to inform us. I guess because she was the only one that voted against this whole thing. Everybody else said, go ahead. Restore the budget, keep the prices the same. She did not want to do that. So she's angry. So she said, get a new treasurer. And I couldn't be happier.
She's out. She's
well,
resigning.
Let's hope so. Talk is cheap.
She was what?
Talk is cheap.
Talk is cheap. And she went and made a stand, and the stand was defeated, and she leaves. In Jesus. Disgrace.
Right. Exactly.
You crushed her, Pat.
Hey, listen. Life is hard and then
that's
some.
Right.
Right?
That's exactly right. All right.
You have a great weekend, Marshall.
You too. And we'll finish that movie and we'll discuss my final views of it, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
Take care, Pat.
See you Monday. Bye-bye.
Pat began on this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast.